Welcome back, friends. Thanks for joining us for today's Christian Science Daily Lift with Heidi Salter, a Christian Science practitioner from Petoskey, Michigan.
Last spring, my community was hit by a massive ice storm that brought down power lines and left homes and businesses without electricity and running water for almost 2 weeks. My neighborhood was one of the hardest hit, and as the days went on, many of us felt frustrated and discouraged. After a few days, power was restored at our township hall. Our subdivision, still without power, was invited to bring any perishable food we had in our homes to the hall. Every day, volunteers would prepare this food, and anyone could come in, warm up, and enjoy a free meal. Our food was kept from going to waste, and in turn, it served those of us in need. This reminded me of a passage in the Bible that says, "Now at this time, your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality." Equality, by definition, must bless everyone. It's the same principle Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, describes in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, where she writes, "In the scientific relation of God to man, we find that whatever blesses one blesses all, as Jesus showed with the loaves and the fishes, spirit, not matter, being the source of supply. Our supply of good is unlimited because it comes from spirit, another name for God, who is infinite good. It can never run out or go to waste. It can never be withheld from anyone or unfairly distributed. We further equality by putting this principle into practice. As individual spiritual expressions of God, we can share qualities like unselfishness, humility, and forgiveness. As my family and our neighbors found ways to reach out to and rely on one another, the feeling of discouragement began to lift from our neighborhood. It was clear proof that equal giving and taking, as defined in that quote from the Bible, has the power to uplift and unite. Every day presents us with opportunities to share our unique good, and in turn to gratefully welcome the good that others express. Equality will become more apparent the more we demonstrate this perfect balance of spiritual good."
Thanks for joining us. To continue with inspiring ideas, listen to how the Christian Science Monitor reporters approach the news. Check out the Why We Wrote This podcast. You can find it at christianscience.com/audio. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.